Let's talk some basketball. And, one of the better stories in Australian sport in recent times is the Tasmania Jack Jumpers clinching that title on the weekend. And great now to be joined by their assistant coach, Jack Fleming, is joining us. Jack, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I am fantastic and happy to be here. Thanks, guys.
I bet you are fantastic. And a massive congratulations to you and the club for winning your first title there with the Jack Jumpers. Just take us through, firstly, the scenes and adoration of the Tasmanian public when you arrived home.
Well, it was quite incredible. We knew that the way the team has captured the state across the last 3 years, it was going to be massive. So from the moment we walked through the airport, you know, there was cheering and photos and people crying. And then we went into our home arena, MyState Bank, and have, I think there was in between 5,000 and 7,000 people there, absolutely over the moon. So I can only imagine that it'll continue, but the support and celebrations across the whole state have been incredible.
Yeah, tell us about the mindset going into that Game 5, because I think a lot of people thought after winning Game 3 with that miraculous basket by Jack McVay that going back to home, that was your best opportunity to win the championship. And then when you lost that, everyone just thought, oh, geez. You know, externally thought they've missed their time because Melbourne are going to be so hard to beat at home after having that loss previously.
Yeah, it was a short period of time, but we definitely felt like we had some opportunities that we missed back at home in Game 4. However, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to dwell on it, so we knew that we could just recover and move on and tidy some things up, that it was going to be another game that went down to the wire in Game 5. So we just have to stay present and get ready for the next game. That's what the series is all about. And at that point, we didn't feel like home court was going to be an influencing factor. So it was really important that we got to the next game and we just flushed that one. So, that was probably the main thing that we needed to do in between Game 4 and Game 5 was not get too emotionally invested in the highs and the lows of the series.
How do you feel you were able to, you know, basically curtail Melbourne United, who, you know, had the best record all season? And, you know, the last three games are only decided by 2 points. But how do you think you were able to win the title over the course of 5 games against a side like that?
Yeah, we definitely grew a comfort level with the physicality as the series went on. You know, we knew it was going to be a dogfight between two seriously physical teams. So by the time we got to that Game 5, we felt that we'd handled it well in different patches. So that was definitely a really, really big influence on the game. And then we had to exploit our mismatches down in the post, which you did a good job of in Game 4. And then that became really handy down the stretch in Game 5 as well. So we've had some great battles over the last 3 years, really, with Melbourne United. So to do it in the Grand Final series was something unforgettable for the league, really.
Mm. And Jordan Crawford, geez, he had a good final series, 32 points in this game, but he scored 20 points in that first quarter just to keep you in touch, didn't he?
Yeah, he's had a real challenging playoff series, you know, with some ebbs and flows in terms of his form and, you know, being down in the dumps a little bit, but he just stayed true to himself and, you know, he got that scoreboard ticking over for us in the first half. We looked up at quarter time and didn't realise he had 19 points. I don't think he'd missed a shot at that point. So credit to his belief in himself and his work and was a massive factor in setting us up, especially in that first half.
We're speaking to Jack Fleming, Tasmania Jack Jumpers assistant coach, in the aftermath of their title win. Give us an insight, Jack, into Scott Roth, I guess, behind the scenes and what makes him special as a coach.
Yeah, I think from the moment this franchise started, his ability to pick guys who are of high character, hardworking, and got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. So he picked guys that represent exactly what the Tasmanian people are about. And then he just goes out there and allows them to be themselves and do their thing. So an incredible evaluator of people, and then to bring really a whole state along a journey and allow 12 guys to play their best basketball on the biggest stage is a credit to him and his leadership and his experiences along the way.
Yeah, and after you win a championship, it never stops. You got to bask in the glory, but then it moves on again. Out of the squad that played this year, how many of them will be back next year?
Well, at the moment, I believe we have, I think it's 5 or 6 contracted players. So it's really exciting that we've got our core re-signed already, and the front office is working away. So we're hoping to have, you know, that stability throughout the franchise and go into next year with that core group, so that we can continue to grow and improve. And the Tassie fans have gotten behind those guys, so that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, I think what you've been able to do down there in Tasmania as well is not only create a profile for basketball, but to create genuine interest. And I think, you know, your memberships will grow and there'll be a lot more people wanting to be involved in the Jack Jumpers in the years to come.
Definitely. It's a special team, and to be able to be called the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, not the Hobart Devils, and connect the north and the south of the state has been something that's, you know, we want to be a team for all of Tasmanians. So we look forward to continue to try and grow the sport and hopefully see some future young Tassie fellas be Jack Jumpers.
Fair to say, Jack, this is the top of the tree as far as your basketball journey is concerned so far.
It's hard to beat. It's hard to beat down to the wire in a game 5. So yeah, feel very fortunate to do it with 15 great people and enjoy the journey with the Tassie guys.
And what's the next couple of days look like, Jack? Come on, be honest.
Well, it moves pretty quick. We've actually got our exit interviews today, so there's no wasting time. Some more celebrations, and then we have our MVP dinner on Friday night, which will be a great commemoration of the fantastic year that has been. So looking forward to that.
Oh, that'll be a great celebration. And just, you know, it's going to go down in history, the Jack McVay game winner in Game 3. Of all the buzzer beaters you've seen, I mean, how crazy was that one? And I'm guessing as a coaching staff, I mean, it wasn't a high percentage shot, let's face it, was it?
Well, we definitely do as coaches that as soon as he got the ball, he was not passing it. That was one thing. But, you know, with 4 seconds to go on the clock, I didn't think he was going to pull up from half court, but the main thing was that he backed himself, and it was an actual shot, not a heave, so we don't expect anything less from Jack in those moments.
It could have been history repeating itself, couldn't it, in Game 5 when Melbourne got the ball there with only a couple of seconds left. What were you thinking then?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I mean, when the ball left Dally's hands, I felt like it was off, but that doesn't mean anything till it hit the ground. So yeah, it was a little bit of a gut-wrenching feeling, and felt like we'd rewinded time with the same turnover happening. Just we were on the other side of it. So yeah, very fortunate was probably the main thing when that ball didn't go in.
Well, once again, Jack, a huge congratulations to you and the club on what is a great triumph, and in Australian sports, just such a great story, and enjoy it for the next few days while you can.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate the chat.